Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Andy Goss. Andy, I need your website. I need you to remind the audience what you do.
I buy and sell American gold coins, silver coins, anything rare, the old silver dollars and things like that. My website is usgoldcoins.com, and I have a 3-CD package, audio CDs. It's the definition of money. It's a half-hour CD. The Federal Reserve, again, a half-hour CD, and the third, Protecting Your Wealth. I'll give all three of those half-hour CDs free to your listeners.
Thank
if
you.
They'll just mention that they heard it on Jim's show and call us at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646. Learn about the best-kept secrets, supply and demand, U.S. gold and silver coins. One of the best.
I've had several people
over the last 40 years
have told me that they've gotten that from you, and that it's just, I mean, they couldn't stop talking about how amazing the pieces were. So, folks, check that out. Give us the website quick, I mean, the phone number one more time.
1-800-468-2646.
All right, so check it out. Andy, you and I both, I think, agree that we'd be better off in America if the dollar were gold-backed, if it were based on a gold standard. And I don't know if
the Constitution.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know if you agree with me on this, though, but I don't see it ever happening. I think there's just too many logistical and political things in the way for it to ever happen. However, there's a new kind of currency that's been on the horizon now for about 10 years. Cryptocurrency began with Bitcoin. Now there are about 1,500 cryptocurrencies. So my question is, what if a cryptocurrency was established based on the gold standard? See, all these cryptocurrencies, because they're not fiat money, they're not backed by any kind of a country's good faith and credit. They're basically the perception of the owner. But what if somebody could started a cryptocurrency that was based on the gold standard? Wouldn't that be, don't you think that would catch on? It still wouldn't be fiat because it's not by government, but it would be a gold standard cryptocurrency. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the ideal currency, wouldn't it? Because the limitation of the cryptocurrency is that there are only so many digits. That's why they get the 21 million limit for Bitcoin, because the combination of digits and letters can only have 21 million combinations, so identifying uniquely 21 million pieces of money. Now, obviously, once you hit that 21 million limit, then increasing demand will continually drive the value up,
right,
which has its own problems. But the new buzzword now, we've got cryptocurrencies in our heads, is CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency.
Hmm.
So what if the central banks hijack the technology and simply make the dollar a digital currency? You don't have a paper currency. You have simply a digital currency. And this, of course, is the plan afoot. I've said that attractiveness of a digital currency is something that the central bank really wants for their own
currency.
Why do
they want that?
Well, the friction of transferring money from one bank in, say, New York City to another bank in Hong Kong,
right,
and all along the way the transaction has to be confirmed. You know, is this a real transaction? Did it really happen?
Uh-huh.
So, was there really
the trust in the third party is what you're talking about. Not
that's
just,
right.
The friction is the
yeah,
first.
That's why it takes so long.
Are you saying that this central bank crypto would be riding on a blockchain type technology?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the attractive part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the blockchain, the open ledger, is very attractive to the central banks, And for them, the real desire
because that's the only way to get rid of that's the only way to get rid of that third party, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and eliminate the friction in the transaction. And for the from the central bank, you know, their bugaboo is cash. The biggest fear that the banker has is that the American public shows up at the banks en masse and says, "Give me my cash."
Right.
And there's just quite frankly not enough to go around. If you look at MGM, we have $15 trillion in the bank, but there's only $1 trillion in printed cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the ability of people to ask for it is what really keeps the bankers in line. If you remove that ability, well, then you have to replace it with something. And the thinking is that digital currency is limited by the amount of digits. And so there's a limitation.
We need to talk about this some more. Will you come back again real soon and do that with us?
I'd love to, Jim.
Andy Goss, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back to you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.